You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Erev Pesach, Shacharis B'Shabbos. And the Nekuda we're going to talk about, the Rif, Rishonim, the Rambam, Tosfos, they'll quote the Yerushalmi, that Kol Ha'Ochel Matzah B'Erev Pesach, Ki'ilu Boil Arusasa. So what's the din? The Gemara says like this: the Mishnah, Abarsa Shechalias B'Shabbos. I'm reading from the Torah. It's a Mishnah actually. Abarsa Shechalias B'Shabbos. Thank you. Boitkin Beleil Shloisha Sir Mevarna Kol. We do Bdikah this year Thursday night. Mevarna Kol Lifnei Shabbos. Umeshayin Mazon Shtei Sudas. You leave a Mazon of two Sudas. Letzeruch Shabbos. The Shuda Shlisha Zmano Achar Mincha. Va'oz eini yochel la'soyso, lo'be matzah v'lo v'chomet. V'tev la'soyso v'peresu. Ben etamo yinev la'soyso v'matzah ashira. Right? Shinilusha b'mei peres. Okay, that's the matzah ashira. That's the thesis in the beginning of it. And it says, Ben etamo used to eat matzah ashira erev Pesach. And in Rishon it says, when you eat matzah shira, and it says, no, means when Erev Pesach was Chalia Shabbos for Shal Shudas. Rabbeinu Tam, how you know, go asoysa b'matzah shira, shinilusha b'mei peris. V'chein hoi rashi, levar akol lifnei Shabbos, u'lashayim mazin bein sudas, v'lo lechol matzah, kidei shiyachol oysa b'layla l'tev. What is that? You can't do it on matzah in the afternoon. In other words, technically, as far as eating Erev Pesach, you have to stop eating, what's called 3 o'clock on a 6 to 6 day. This year, about 4 o'clock. I imagine today's the first day of spring, I believe. So, right? So it's basically the hours are equal now, except that since they moved the clock, Chatzos is 1 o'clock probably. Right? 1:01 or whatever. Okay. So he would eat it matzah shira, and that was before, let's call it 4 o'clock our time. You could eat matzah shira. That's what Ben Atam. Eat Shal Shudas, 3 o'clock, whatever, 3:30, and then you can watch. And if you're choshesh for those shitas, the Mechaber brings the chatchila in Hilchas Shal Shudas, they should eat bread. So eat matzah shira. Right? That's what Ben Atam ate matzah shira. The only thing is the Ramah says, and this halacha, Agom Medina Salem, meaning Ashkenazim, right? Meaning us, not Sfaradim. Ubedina Salem, she'ein noigin lechol matzah shira. We don't eat matzah shira, like later on he says. Yikayim suda shlishas b'minei peiris, or b'basar adogim. Right? So some people split up the morning. We're not going into the specifics of trust everybody look that up to know what to do. But Memela, we don't eat matzah shira. We don't eat matzah shira. So Memela, since you don't eat matzah shira, by us, it's really not shach to be mekayim suda shlishas, shal shudas, with pas. Well, we can't be mekayim with pas. That's what it comes out. Okay. But then there's another nekuda. The other nekuda is, what about to eat matzah shira the rest of the time? Your wife is nervous. It's Erev Pesach, right? You can't do anything more. You can't burn the chametz. You can't get rid of chametz. It's hard to get rid of it. Okay, maybe you can put it to the toilet bowl, but it's still, it's like a schmack. Usually it should make you eat in the backyard somewhere, but, it's Shabbos meals. It's going to be very hard. So listen to this Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says that Pe'etzim, you should make all the sudas with matzah shira. Yeah? B'Yosef says, you should make all the matzahs, except most people really can't have matzah shira. It's very difficult to do it. But B'Yosef says that the best thing would be really to make it everything with matzah shira. But the only problem is you don't have. In other words, we who don't eat matzah shira, when is it also for us to eat matzah shira? So this is really a big question, because Ramah is saying that you can't. The whole not eating a matzah shira is a chumah yaseira. It's not clear what why we do it, but basically it's to be choshe shitas Rashi that matzah shira even without water, without water can become chametz. Kamat old Rishayim argue on that. Rashi holds no. So lemaisi neidra chametz. So either you're choshes for shitas Rashi, you're afraid maybe some water fell in, which is like mechatesi to be choshes so far. But that's the Ramah. The Ramah says we don't do it. So the Neid Yehuda, the Pesach, the Shari Tshuva brings over here the Neid Yehuda. The Taina, that's a Mari Dika Chumra. It's a Mari Dika Chumra. To go ahead and say, okay, during Pesach, we know we're matzah shira for people that are sick, people's hard for them to eat, right? It's off the matzah, right? In the old boxes, they used to say, Ayin Simon Tav Samach Beis, you know, the only old people could have, nobody knew it. People used to buy it and use it for the same, the matzah shira. They didn't realize it. Now it's more clear. This could only be used, not to be used for the Passover, only by people during the day, but not for the, and now they're pretty clear about it. You know, it's better communication. I don't know what you call it, but more honest. But a kuponim, so, but it is mash, but in the basis of that you should go, use matzah shira. So the Neid Yehuda says to go ahead and be machmir matzah shira in the fourth hour in the morning already, right? Like let's say you come home. When do you come home? You come home after davening. What time is davening this year? 7 something probably, right? Wow. 7 something. So even if you rush, let's call an hour and a half. You get home 2 hours later. No, I don't know what time is the end of. When can you stop eating chametz? 10:30. Let's call it 10:30. It's pretty rushed. It's still pretty rushed, right? That's what I said, but I don't know. This island, that's what we used to. Ruven, you remember that, right? We daven those days in Kavetz Tzikas, right?
Now, all you have to do is extend shari.
What?
To
daven 6:10.
All you have to do is eat
the bread. Okay, fine. Some people enjoy eating the bread during the meal. I don't know. It's hard to eat the fish without. You're right. Okay, but it is a shtickle rush, right? And if your wife is a little delayed, you know. So anyway, so is it geshmak to eat matzah shira? No, we're not denying that, but it's still much easier. That's what he says. So we do have, but maybe the sign is that if it was up to him, you would not ask with Erev Pesach, but since the Ramah did. But fourth hour, fifth hour, you know, to ask for 2 hours before, okay, the Velt doesn't do it, this Neid Yehuda. They don't do it, as far as I understand. If a Rav would do it, he has the Neid Yehuda to be Seimecha, right? In other words, the whole eating, not eating matzah shir is a chumrah. Ramah adds to that, even Erev Pesach. And on that, the shal is, what about 4 hours, from 10:30, whatever it is on, let's say. Good. So, Lamai says, we're machmer. Okay, so now could you eat matzah shira? So I eat kviya suda. So also Ramesh has a tshuva about it. With kviya suda, he says if you're eating a Shabbos meal, it's probably kviya suda, even though you'd normally have to eat a lot. As far as them, it's a different problem because as far as them, maybe they have bigger shira. They don't wash a matzah usually, except on Pesach. But what time is it?
What?
You'll find it. Okay, but I want to. That's the what's negeas. Now the shaila is when is Erev Pesach? When is the issa of eating matzah apply? When does the issa apply? So that's a machlokes rishayim. The Balamar says it applies from chatzos because the issa of kol oichel chametz the matzah. I'm sorry, the Erev Pesach ki ilu boil a resosa. That's the lashon means is. It has to already have a relationship to you. That's what a rusasa means. She's your wife, but she's not totally married to you. When's that? Chatzais, when it becomes asam midaraisa, so that's when they answered matzah. That's what the Baal Mar says. And the Ramban, what?
10:33.
10:33, okay.
10 what?
10:57 on the Gura, 10:31 Okay, fine. So, but a koponim, that's the Baal Mar. It goes around a Yerushalmi, but it's a little too hard to learn Yerushalmi not inside. But the Ramban says no, that it's already usher from Erev Pesach. Why? Because you're already Isaac in Inyone of Chametz, B'dikas Beer Chametz. That's what the Ramban says. You're already Isaac in Beer Chametz, right? Since you're Isaac already in Beer Chametz, it's also right away. So Rav Moshe Zatzal, Nigris Moshe, Paritika Tshuva, where he works out what's the machlokes in Svara, what's the. So basically, he says, in the Yeshivisha Vart over there, he says, let's compare it to Arusa. What's the Issa of Arusa? What is the Issa of Arusa? So he's Medaik and Rashi and Ksubas, what's the Pshat Isha of Arusa? That there's an Issa Pnuya, right? There's an Issa Pnuya. So now, that Issa Pnuya remains. It goes ahead and remains. Even though you did Erisim, but Chazal said, you know, you can't live with her yet. So Mamela, the Issa Rus is the Issa Pnuya from beforehand. It continues, an Issa that you can't live with a woman. But there are Shitas Rishayim that hold that you're allowed to be Boil a Pnuya. There's no Issa. Pelegesh is, fish, according to them, Fishom Mutter. Pelegesh is Mutter to have a, what's called concubine. A Pelegesh is Mutter, right? And Mamela, and Pashtas, the Ramon seems to say that, except for different things. But you do the people who did it were thrown out of communities for doing such things. But, the Yaivets held that they should be Materitz, there should be more children in this world, right? So even if you don't have to take care of your wife, it's, you know, Pilegesh, but they'll have children. Okay, but upon them, it's Mekubon Klaisol not to do it, right? You do it, the Baron has a whole thing of. But a kuponim, so he says that the Isser is not mitzad pnuya, because you're allowed to bets and be boil pnuya according to Shem. It's that they wanted that the bia, to start with this isha, should be a bia of isha, stay living with her. Not to be boil her like a woman that you stand boil, like the Rambam says, that boil al eima derech v'hoilach lo. He just meets a woman, he has, you know, intimacy with her, and he leaves her, right? So, before Matan Torah allowed, after Matan Torah called to Rami Nap, but these Rishon hold you're allowed to do it. So your wife, you don't do it. Your wife, there has to be the first bia, should be a bia of real Ishus, which is after Nesuin. That's in Ravan, Rishon. So he says that an Arusa, right, is not called Ishtai, really. She's not called your wife. They ask all kinds of steers, but we'll leave the steers. Havili Ishti, whatever it is. He says that Arut says the davak be ishtay v'loy barusa. Ishtay Rashi is a shtickle mashu that way in Yavon is too interesting. Rashi, not Rashi himself, the Rishayim bring a Rashi that bas ishtay is also right. Pasuk in Chumash. What about bitoy mi ishtay is also bas ishtay. Well, it doesn't make it worse. But davka nesuin bitoy Arusa is not called Bas Ishtoi, because Arusa is still not called Ishtoi, Rashi says. Right? So in the Ravan, it says such a lotion. Davak be Ishtoi, Velobar, Ishtoi is the Arusa, is not called yet Ishtoi. So they wanted the beer to be Ishtoi. So Moshe goes ahead, and he's toiling this machloikis. He says like this, Avada Matzah was not Usher the rest of the year, then all of a sudden becomes Usher. It's not a continuation. But they made a dogma of Ishtoi. What's up, Shah? Now that this Chametz became usser to everyone, that means matzah is your wife. But the mitzvah is not till the night time. And since the mitzvah is not till the night time, right, don't eat it. Don't eat it till the mitzvah comes on. So when is, right, like the Maral says, there's no issa eating in a sukkah, Erev sukkahs. So because there's no, she's the, you're not called an arusa then. There's no issa to do something, you know, an Erev Sukkot. The mitzvah starts Sukkot by night, so that's the marriage, right? So now you can, that's what it is. There's nothing before that. But over here, the Torah did say, Issa Chametz starts already, right? Which, in other words, we know, Rashi and Chumash says, there are eight strings on the tzitzis, the 8 days from Pesach till Kriyas Yamsuf. From Farshim and Rashi, 7 days. Well, so Maral says, no, Erev Pesach is already beginning of Pesach. Erev Pesach is already beginning of Pesach. The Shchitas of Pesach, the Isochametz, so it's already started, right? So the Mele of Moshe says that's the relationship, and the relationship starts then, right? So they made like a from now on, like a married woman, you can't be brought till you have a real relationship, right? Masha'en came, the other sheet is old, that the pshat is, it's a fucking arusa. You already did something over here, so we want the mats. What'd you do? You started being beer chomets. Beer chomets is our Pesach, and that's why he's medayik in the Magen Avraham. Choykenka's medayik in the Magen Avraham. That could be the Isser starts already the night of your Dalit. The night of your Dalit. Even though the Velt says over Rab Chaim that it can't be because it's Mefakethim and Mefurish and Mishnah, right? Shafil Tinoikis Shal Beis Rabban Yoidin Oisoi, Shanemar, it says in the Mishnah, Shebachol Halelois Anu Oichlin Chameitz Umatzah. If last night all you could eat was Chameitz, they should have realized last night is also different, which is not such a, because usually you don't eat matzah. You usually eat chametz. Tonight you don't eat, but to ask last night, mommy, how come we didn't eat matzah? Doesn't sound like a question that would ask, how come there's no matzah? They're not complaining there's no matzah. Bread is much more geschmack, right? No one's going to complain. But a kapanim, so Meshi goes in, he says that na'at kedei kach, he says it could be, according to the Shita, that even if you decide, he says, really, that's where there's a minig, the Choyk Enkev brings, not to eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh. Some people have a minig 30 days before. He says, yeah, that makes sense because you're already Oisik in Hilchos Pesach. Once you're already Oisik in Hilchos Pesach, that means you have a relationship already. You're starting something, right? You're starting. You have to be Mevar Yechametz 30 days if you're going to Miami. So you have to be Mevar Yechametz already at home, right? So there's already a Sheiches there. And since there's a Sheiches there, it makes sense, such a minig. He said, Bavada, the Yerushalmi didn't want to ask you to eat matzah for 30 days. So people eat matzah for health reasons, right? There's no yeast in it, so forth and so on, right? So upon him, I don't know if anybody went to the doctor, and the doctor tells you overweight. He said, what should I do? Eat matzah. That's what he says to you. Don't eat so much bread, eat matzah as much, right? But upon him, so Moshe says, that according to that sheet attack, if this year, if a person will be makbid not to eat chametz, he wants to make a suda with matzah shira, and he's already, getting rid of his chametz. He decided to get rid of his chametz. And all of a sudden, somebody comes with a piece of matzah, he says it could be tzasa. He asked it himself already. Well, it depends on the person himself. He already created a relationship. It's totally in the person. It's an interesting tshuva, he says over there. So I looked at it again. I was very, I remember seeing it, but it was all, he says, if this Erev Pesach.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
You decide, matzah shira, you're not eating chametz at all. You're not going to eat chametz. You're going to eat matzah shira. And all of a sudden, somebody gives you a piece of shmur matzah, the shmak, Friday night, you can't eat it, right? You don't want to eat the shmur matzah because it's expensive. Somebody gives it to you. But they have a story when the Skolena Rebbe, the old Skolena, the first, the one that, died 30 years ago, probably, yeah. More probably, closer to 40 already. So when he was in Romania, over there with the Russians, so he was able to used to get matzahs. I remember even as a kid, people used to always send matzahs. I don't know how they did it then, but they were able to sneak in matzahs, bring matzahs. So he said that you can only get 3 matzahs. Everybody wanted 3 matzahs. And there was a Vizhnitsa Rebbe there, Vizhnitsa Seret, I think he was. Seret Vizhnitsa, okay. What? It could be, we'll say. But it was in Romania, yeah. I mean, I never saw the sefer, but I know what he's called that. So he went to Skolena Rebbe and he says he insists on getting 6. Skolena Rebbe says, I can't. So I insist on getting 6. All right. What happens the night of Pesach? Who walks into the Skolena Rebbe? The Vizhnitsa Seret, Vizhnitsa Rebbe, to bring the Skolena Rebbe 3, because he knew the Skolena Rebbe is going to give away his matzah, so the other Yidden should be able to do mitzvahs. But Kapon Ramesha says that it would be also to eat, it's taco also. Okay, that's the...
Where
Nebus Moshe's
found?
Yeah, it's in Kuf Nun Hey, I believe.
Which
Chaylik? Or Chaim Aleph. The first Chaylik. It's a tshuva to Reb Simcha Elberg. Remember Reb Simcha Elberg? You remember him? What? No. Real Polish. He was a Talmud of Nachum Zemba. He was a businessman, big Talmud Chacham, Nebuchadnezzar children. And he used to put out the Paradise. It used to be a Torah journal, a Paradise. We used to write the little Torah and all the simchas that happened. People used to put in, without the pictures. Without pictures, So he used to blow it up, this chasana, this rev was there, and that one was there, and that one was there. But he didn't write them, three other people, he used to write like all these, people used to want to see, get their names in there. But I kopon him, so to tshuva to him. But that's what Moshe goes into over there. Another nakuda I just want to say is a kasha that they asked, the following kasha. Avinezer and Meshkoch might so ask it. And they're both machaven to the same turrets. And I heard that they have a kasha on it. I don't know. We'll speak it out. In Gemara Psochim here. Gemara Psochim. Marsha says like this. Marsha, the Tosa says, you're allowed to eat matzah shira erev Pesach. Again, let's just go over to make sure we do the right thing. You could eat matzah shira, right? What they call egg matzahs, right? Which is not made with eggs anymore. It's made with, I think, grapefruit juice. Grape juice. What? Apple juice, exactly. It's made with, somebody told me that according to the USDA, the apples have to be cleaned by steaming them.
Pasteurized.
What are they called? That's called pasteurized. Okay, I didn't know they're pasteurized. So they always, because of the heat, there's always wetness there. He says, that's so posh it that there's no water there. He doesn't think they walk around making sure each apple is dry. He said, it's not so posh it, it's not called that there's no water in there. Okay, but the Olam is it's a chumras, I guess we're not so worried about it. But a kopon, so you could eat matzah shira. You buy matzah shira, if it's easier, eat matzah shira and so forth, right? What about, so now this was a maisa that happened, I remember 40-something years ago, Erev Pesach, Chal Yesh B'Shabbos, and there were people who went to a hotel to talk about an Eretz Yisrael. And the hotel, it's already a big problem to eat chametz, right? And I saw, I don't remember that much matzah shira. I don't remember. So Rav Zolti Olam Shalom was not there to make shmura matzah shaloi lishma, which is a marsha. We shouldn't talk about it. Marsha has a suffix. That Rabbeinu Tam says you can eat matzah shira erev Pesach, is that include matzah v'tzeikas shal akum? V'tzeikas shal akum is a gemara, means goyish matzah. So the kosher, the whatever, you made sure, it's fine. But lamais it's made shalol lishma. See, he had machines making matzah shalol lishma. A lot of people had tainas on him, I think, from Zalman, but he said in a situation of a hotel, it's going to be a big problem if you try to have, they're not going to be able to get rid of the chametz, right? You're not be able to get rid of the chametz. People want to eat. They paid money. They did this and that. Okay, so that's the Marshal, okay? So, in Rishayim of the Maisa, we have Rishayim that are printed in the last 40, 50 years that talk about it. Tachamiri, the Tosfos Rid, and others. Maram Chalava, some say yes, some say not. But one of the kashas they ask is from a Mishnah that the Lechem upon him, used to be brought up, right, on Erev Shabbos. It was baked Erev Shabbos and eaten the next Shabbos, right? So now Shabbos is Erev Pesach. So it says he eat the lechem upon him then, right? Chal Yesh B'Pesach, he ate it. Erev Pesach, he ate it. So now the question is, like this, why? How could you eat it? According to the Marsha, it's Erev Pesach Shechal Yesh Shabbos, and the mail of that Shabbos, or some Erev Pesach, not even Erev Shabbos. Erev Pesach, so, Shabbos, because that's when they ate it. So the mail, it's also to eat, right? Just like the Gemara says that the lechem upon him, if Yom Kippur was Chaliyah Shabbos, they used to eat it Matzai Shabbos. So why don't you have a din over here also that you should eat it Matzai? Eat it by the Suda, don't by the Seder, what we call the Seder. Don't eat it Erev Pesach. What's the Shabbat? Eat it then. That's the question of the Meshul Chochma and Avinah. So both the Hiddukah, in other words, it says over there, you see Tosis and Rashi, they both explain that Gemara, that if Erev Pesach, Chalios B'Shabbos, they used to eat the lechem upon him then. The question is, how could you eat the lechem upon him? It's matzah. So,
according
to Mashah, it's okay. No? What? According to Mashah, it's okay. If they're going on the Tzad of Mashah, then it's not okay. Mashah comes out not okay. No, he's Mesopic, and he comes out, he says, let me read you Mashah. Mashah says, one second. V'udin matzah yukum b'tzeka shogoyim, then it's a V'yeshachalik, the matzah shiru lav tam matzahs mitzvahi v'shori, mashenke b'tzeka shogoyim tam matzahu shishon yin. But that's the question. So, just like they didn't allow it on Yom Kippurim, so they shouldn't allow it here. So, basically, they're both mechavah to the same terrors.
It's possible,
You could eat a matzah yomtiv, matzah Shabbos. By the Seder, that's the question. Why eat it? Why eat it then? What? Who says?
Oh.
So chavin to the both of them. They both say chaviv a mitzvah b'shaita. Gemara says Amar Reb Shimon boy re'e boy what? Okay, but they asked it and they asked and they answered it. Okay, so boy re'e, the Gemara says, "Kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, sharei hekta chalavim ve'ivarim is kosher mutz at night, and yet it's doicha Shabbos." So Kolskein here, what's in it's a darbanan. So even though Enochanabi could wait till Motzei Shabbos, meaning the Seder. But Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, they both answer. So sometimes the Hekta Chalavim Vayvarim is different because it's part of the carbon itself. This is something outside the carbon. Not so partial because the Gemara uses Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita for other things too, like for Ktsira Sa'imah. The Ktsira Sa'imah, even though you could do it, after Shabbos, you know, but before Shabbos, you still could do Shabbos Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, even though that's not, it's a Heksha Mitzvah, it's a,
this part of the carbon.
Yeah, but there's a mitzvah called Ktsira. Right, but he's saying it's not in the carbon. They're timing, it's not in the din in the carbon itself, the din in the etzem lechem too. Then you also have the tzlach's kasha. The tzlach asks, it says, you know, we it's not negated this year, but we Ashkenazim don't say mizmor l'soida. Why? Because they mevi'in toida be'erev Pesach. Right, you don't mean to because you're memayat mizman achilasi. You can't eat the chametz, right? You memayat. What? Right. So it's only eaten by yom v'layla. It's only eaten yom v'layla. So the tzlach asks, why is it say because of the chametz? Why is it because of the matzah too? You have more matzahs. You have a problem with matzahs too. The lachmei toida has matzah and chametz.
Well,
you
would have
finished it,
but
you're
saying the rice
you eat them, right? So, but he's asking is you the zman of the chila, you're not allowed to eat it. You can't eat matzah. Right, so eat, that means you can eat it at night, but you're still being memayed.
You don't say like the mashan shvei l'shma. Even though the mashan says the shvei l'shma, you can't eat it.
Right.
Here it's different. It's a shma, a different mitzvah. So it's really a totally different ending. It's like a
sort of very good. You're saying a very good word, Shiva. One sec, we'll get to that.
You can't be yosei. Only in a chulim. It's not chulim.
What?
It's not chulim. You can't be yosei. It's a shma, but not an ending.
So therefore what?
This is
Masa's Kachin. You can't be also about Masa, Lishma, but that, according to Masha, has the Tam of Matzah. That's the problem. It still has the Tam of Matzah. It has no Shemin. That's the problem, because according to Kachin is on Masha. So she is saying a very good Teretz, I behold. In the Rambam, what's the reason? Some Rishayim seem to say is, because it shouldn't take away the time of matzah. It's time. They should have a good, you know, that's why, you know, it shouldn't take away the time, the geshmak out of eating matzah. Pesachim says, Ramah, I believe it is, says not to eat charoses. Right? They're making chayes. They want chayes kishmak. No, don't. Why? Because what's the? There's no mitzvah to eat chayes. They do chayes. What's the pshat? Has to be nicker that you're doing it for the night. That's the Rama Zoshien nicker. It's nicker that it's, in other words, it's mashma that is huge time. Your guy eats matzahs. So if you eat matzahs, eat matzah now, you eat matzah later on. You don't see a hecker in the middle. You're doing something like later on. Why are you using choresis? You're doing choresis because you enjoy choresis, right? You dip in the choresis. Why not? That's what I do. It's not nicker you're doing it for the shame, the reasons. The matzahs for sure. The pshat is I eat matzahs, so I'm eating matzah. So she is tiny. No, matzahs that are made l'shma, that are made for kachim, is a different type of matzah. Then it's nikkur. Why am I eating these matzahs? I'm eating it for the mitzvah of kachim, of lechem upon them, of lechem upon them, or lachme toida. That's a different thing. I think that's a very good teretz, you say.
Are you worried about mitzvahs chavilos, chavilos?
What do you mean?
If you have two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of the carbon and the mitzvah of matzah.
No, again, you're not eating. It's all about Erev Pesach.
No, yeah, you said Pesach. At night. You said to
no,
eat
no,
it
no.
At night.
Why don't you wait till the night to eat it?
Not no, then you have a problem of chavilos, chavilos at night.
Just like you can eat betzekas shel akum at night, you can eat the lachme toida at night. That's the whole thing. You can eat the they're not asking us the mitzvah of matzah.
Not for the mitzvah.
Yeah, not for the mitzvah, not. It's not to eat it then. The question is also, do you say that your mamad zman, the Gemara's case of mamad zman is like not bring a toida on Erev Yom Kippur. Why?
Maybe
because you
break up
souls. Because, that's not why. Because you're not going to, you're shortening the zman at night. Over here, you're allowed to eat at night, but you can't eat during the day. Is that called being mamad zman achilas? Even though time-wise it is, but the pshat is, the teva of a person is to push off something. It's like, I'll eat it later, I'll do it later, I'll do it later. All of a sudden comes nighttime, it's Yom Kippur by night. All of a sudden this, it's Pesach by night, I can't eat. Right? But Mashain came, if you're stopping the beginning of the time, right? But later on you can eat, then could be that's not called a chash of maybe kachim beis apsul of mamad zmanah. So this became a whole din in the Chacham Tzvi, there's rayas to here and there, but we'll leave that right now.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.